The next major area of discussion in the think tank was adjuvant endocrine therapy, and Dr. Aman Bazdar began by commenting on the controversial question of the optimal long-term treatment strategy in postmenopausal women, and specifically whether patients can be identified who should begin treatment with 2 or 3 years of tamoxifen before switching to an aromatase inhibitor.
I think the most effective therapy to the patient with a newly diagnosed cancer should be offered upfront, and we all now looking at over 33,000 patients who have been randomized into the aromatase inhibitor trials clearly demonstrate that doesn't matter where we put the aromatase inhibitors, they have better efficacy and reduce the risk of recurrence and also overall have a better safety profile. And the best effective therapy should be offered upfront to these patients. I think if we look at the ATAC data, which has the longest follow-up, and all the other studies show the same thing, that when you look at it in receptor-positive patients, initial endocrine therapy offered to the patients reduces the risk of recurrence by 26%, or in absolute number at 6 years, it's about 3.7% more women are alive free of disease if we started upfront with the aromatase inhibitor. And similarly, big 98 study shows similar type of benefit. At times, I think the physicians get somewhat confused when they look at the proportional reduction in the studies which are initiated after 2 to 3 years of tamoxifen therapy or after completion of 5 years of therapy. Because you are comparing apple to oranges. You cannot take that type of data and compare to this, because in those type of studies, you are looking at the patient population which is now essentially high-risk patients have relapsed. Patients who are now in that population left are either they are cured with tamoxifen therapy or they are relatively developing resistant disease and they have a different biology of the disease. Yes, we can reduce the risk of recurrence if we start after 2 to 3 years. There is a proportional reduction, which proportion may look different because to continue tamoxifen therapy is inferior, and switching the patient at any time at 2 to 3 years or at even after 5 years from the MA17 study demonstrates. But I think still most of the indirect modeling data which we have available, it clearly demonstrates that upfront, it never catches up to that level. If we look at ATAC data, that look at the number of events which can happen in the first 0 to 2.5 years. So there are 40 additional events, which are 40 recurrences. They are distant and local recurrences. And if you wait and not initiate the therapies, unfortunately, there is no way to predict which are these women which we could offer AI first, and maybe the other we could treat them with tamoxifen therapy. At least I am not aware of any way to select those patients in which we can safely offer tamoxifen therapy and tell the patient that, oh, you're not going to relapse in that 2 to 3 years.